As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I hope you guys are all doing excellent on this August 21st. Can you believe that it's August 21st already? I mean, my Lord, the year is just flown by. Summer is flying by. We're already looking at fall coming up, sneaking around the corner on us. And I'm not ready for fall yet. I don't like the shorter days. I love the weather. I like the fall colors. But I don't like going into winter. And, you know, I'm here in Oregon. We're dark at 4 o'clock, and it's kind of depressing. In fact, it's funny. When we have our longest day of the year in June, that day actually is probably one of the saddest days of the year for me, because I know from here on out, the days are just going to continue to get shorter and shorter and shorter. And it's kind of depressing. I love the long days. I love being outside until 10 o'clock at night and being able to do yard work or whatever else it is that I have to do. And when fall comes up on us, we know it's coming to end. But you know what they say? All good things must end, right? The question is that true for this republic? Has this republic ran its course? And I think that's something that you guys should be thinking about there, the American people should be considering. You know, we've been told over and over again, we've learned in our history that democracies don't tend to last past 100 years. This country, we have already broken records. Now, granted, we're not a true democracy. We are a republic. And I love to stipulate that, because a lot of people don't understand the difference. And, you know, you even listen to politicians talking or educators, and they will refer to us as a democracy. And they'll talk about us as if we are a democracy. And in fact, we are very different from a democracy. We are a republic. And we're unique in the freedoms and liberties that we have, freedoms and liberties that nobody else in the world can say they have. They don't share those with us. And our free market system, capitalism, that is why we've been able to prosper. That is why we've been the dominant superpower in this world for so many years. But the question is, as we're watching everything that's happening right now in this country and the breakdown of a civil society, the lawlessness, the corruption and tyranny that's happened within our government, the question is, statistically, have we ran our course? Are they right? You know, the fact that we've already survived 250 years, We surpassed the record, but is our time up? And you know what? I'm not ready to throw the towel in, because so far nobody has ever came up with a better system than what we have here in the United States. And I think there's so many young people that are just naive, and they've been indoctrinated and brainwashed, and quite frankly, they're just stupid. And they're running around expecting change, wanting change, and they're pushing these socialist ideals, and they're wanting us to form into some type of a socialistic government, whatever the flavor of the day might be, some progressive socialist, maybe Marxist, communist, who knows? There's all these little factions. They can't even agree amongst each other. But all they know is they want to destroy this republic. America bad, republic bad, capitalism bad. We should be ashamed of ourselves. And they're convinced that forming one of these new types of government that's not new, there's examples for thousands of years all over the world of these socialist type governments that are complete and utter failures that put the country into poverty and are responsible for the deaths of millions and millions of people. And the people that live in these countries, they're suffering unimaginable suffering. They have no liberty. They have no freedom. They own no property. Nothing is theirs. Everything is the government's. And I wonder why these people in our country are marching and protesting and rioting and committing these horrible acts of violence, acts of terrorism, quite frankly, demanding that we form our country into what we know will never work, what we know has never worked before. And I think it's because the generation that's causing this trouble, the ones that are out there marching and rioting and protesting and committing these crimes, they have no idea what they have because everything has been given to them. They have had life easy. You know, World War II wasn't very far away, but these people that are out there causing the trouble today don't know anything about that type of suffering. The Great Depression wasn't very far away, but the people that are out there causing all this trouble today don't know anything about financial ruin or hunger. They have lived in a period of time that is probably the most prosperous and peaceful time for the human race that has ever existed. They are living in a period of time that everything is handled for them. Everything is done for them. There's no more hard work. They've got technology at the tip of their fingers. They can watch anything for entertainment, read anything, communicate with anybody. You know, and it's not just the elites, the upper class, the rich, that have access to this type of technology that has made life so easy. It's literally everybody in this country. Everybody in this country. And they're out there protesting and demanding that we need to do something different. And they're talking about how terrible we are. And it's because their sense of reality is so skewed. They've never lived in a hard time. They've never had to deal with the hardships that our ancestors had to deal with. The hardships that the greatest generation fought and died for to preserve this country, our freedom. The hardships that our founding fathers fought and died for to build this country for us, to give us our freedom, our liberty. And I'm just wondering, how long are we going to sit on the sidelines and let these idiots try to destroy this republic? Because I know there's those of you out there in the audience that do remember. You did fight wars for us. You remember Vietnam. You remember the Great Depression, maybe. You remember World War II. You remember hearing stories, at least, from your grandparents and your parents about things that we had to endure as Americans just to survive on a daily basis when times were rough. And so I know that if you're like me, you're angry. You're looking at these morons in Seattle and Portland that are burning the cities down and demanding that we defund the police and making all these crazy demands and wanting reparations and, you know, just a bunch of ridiculousness, just a bunch of anti-American ridiculousness. And I hope your blood is boiling. And I hope you guys understand just what it is we're facing, the evil that we're facing, and what they want to do, what they want to do to this country, what they want to do to me, what they want to do to you. And if you understand that, then my next question is, are you ready? Where is that moment when we take this country back? Because we are, my friends, under siege. And I think part of the problem is we have our heads in the sand. We don't believe that what is happening is actually happening. It can't happen to us. It can't happen in our own country. We're the United States of America. But man, watch the news. Look at what is going on. We don't resemble the United States of America in many ways anymore. When you turn on the news, we look like a third world country. Now, granted, it's not every city, but it's spreading. If we don't put a stop to it, if we don't put our foot down, if we don't lay the law down, if we don't take our country back, it's going to come to your neighborhood. It's going to come to suburbia. It's going to come to the small conservative communities. The Antifa movement, the BLM movement, they are reaching out. They're growing because nobody is fighting back. Nobody is pushing back. Nobody is stopping them. And as long as we allow lawlessness to continue, lawlessness to prevail, anarchy and evil will prevail. And they will win this battle. Of course they will win when there is nobody fighting back. Now there's a million reasons why we should fight back. You need to decide, what is your reason? What values do you want to fight for? What freedoms are you willing to lose? What freedoms do you want to keep? Is this republic worth it? And I'm not telling you to pick up arms right now, but I'm telling you that you should think about what if you need to. Our first fight, I think, the first fight that's coming to our doorstep is the ballot box. We have to get out and vote. I've been telling you guys this for the last year. We have to get out and vote. We've got to win. We have to be that red wave that they're afraid of. And we have to turn out in numbers like we have never turned out before. Absolutely, that's a must. That's our first battle. But even if we do that, if we win the election, if we sweep it over like we know we want to, like I believe in my heart that we could, we're not out of the woods yet. In fact, that's the moment that things are going to get really hairy. See, the other side, they're not going to give up. They're not going to relent. They're not going to accept the fact that we won an election. They're not going to accept the fact that we put Donald Trump back into the White House for a second term. They're not going to accept the fact that we held on to the Senate and that we took Congress. I think all that is coming. I believe all that can come. I pray that we do all of that. But even if we do, the left, they're not going to accept it. They are already fighting us. They are fighting us physically today. What do you think they're going to do in November when we win everything? Do you think they're just going to say, okay, that was good. You guys did a good job. Good campaigning. Way to go. You won. We'll get you next time, though. No, my friends. I'm sorry. They're not going to pat us on the back and say, good fight. We'll see you in the next round. No, their claws are going to come out. You know why? Because in their pea-head little brain, they are fighting for their lives. And that's what I think that our side hasn't acknowledged yet. I don't think we realize, I don't think we've bought all in. If we don't get the job done in this election, if we don't stop the left, it is our lives that are on the line. We are fighting for our lives. We are fighting for this republic. We are fighting for life as we know it. And you better start taking that seriously. Don't go away, my friends. We'll be right back. Patriot Uprising Radio. Don't turn that dial.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hey, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and I hope you guys are having an amazing Saturday. So, we are talking about the importance of this upcoming election and what it means. We were just talking about the fact that we are truly fighting for our lives, life as we know it, fighting for this republic. If we lose this election, this republic is done for. I was cautioning that even if we win the election, we still have a big fight on our hands. And I mean big. Because the left, who is already today in a physical fight with us, they will only continue to get worse. Right now, you could argue that we got a couple crazies out there. We got the Antifa, we got the BLM, and a few other nut jobs causing problems in some of our cities. Well, those problems are only going to continue to escalate and get worse and spread out. And in November, when we vote, those problems are going to explode. And after the election, and especially if Donald Trump wins, and I believe he will, those problems are going to get ginormous. And I'm talking physical. We're going to have to be willing to fight to protect our communities, to protect this country, to protect our lives. But we're not just going to be fighting the Antifa groups and the BLM groups that have already been wreaking havoc on our cities. Because after the election, when Donald Trump wins again, we are going to fight all the nut jobs that can't stand the fact that Donald Trump just won. Everybody in the Democrat Party that's going to blow a fuse and freak out and go ballistic because Donald Trump just won. Those people, they're not mentally stable. You know the saying, liberalism is a mental disorder? Well, that's absolutely true. And these people, we can see it. They are at wit's end already. They are very unstable. They are ready to explode. And come November, this election, what do you think they're going to do? They are going to explode. They are going to fight like their life depends on it. So we're going to have the Antifa groups. We're going to have the BLM groups. And then we're going to have the random liberal nut jobs who had just exploded because Donald Trump got reelected president of the United States of America. Our republic will be under such a siege, under such attacks, we are going to be forced to make a decision. If you want to maintain peace, you should be capable of violence. Because the only way to stop evil is through violence. And if you're not capable of that, you can throw peace and this country out the window. So are you prepared? Have you got the training that you need? Have you purchased the equipment necessary? Now I pray to God that it never actually gets that bad. But look around. If you're not preparing for something big, you're making a grave mistake. Look at what's going on today and tell me you honestly believe when Donald Trump gets reelected, things are going to get better. Now, I think Donald Trump's administration is the best administration we could have in this country. I think he is the best for our economy. I think he is best for our rights, all of our rights. I think he is best for our security. There is a lot of pros about Donald Trump, but he has to be allowed to govern, and that is what is at stake. I don't believe the left intends on allowing Donald Trump to govern. And I think there will be riots and complete anarchy, and people's heads are going to explode. And they're going to do everything they can up until and including a full-blown civil war. Now, we know the tyranny that's within. We know the corruption. We know that there's already been an attempted coup on this presidency. We know that the actors were at the highest levels of government. I hope and pray they are prosecuted and tried for treason for the crimes against this country. But take a look at what we already know and tell me you think they're going to stop. You think they're going to concede in November when Donald Trump wins again. I'm telling you, they are not. So my friends, please be prepared. No matter what happens in November, life as we know it for a period of time, I'm afraid is going to change. And the guys, the people that are prepared, they're going to prevail. They're going to come out the other side okay. Their families are going to be intact. Their families are going to be safe. But if you're not prepared, you're going to be a bad statistic. And that's the reality. You need to be able to take care of your family first. If you can't take care of them, you can't defend your country. This is a warning. And I'm not sitting here behind this mic wanting to sound like I got a tinfoil hat on my head and I'm some conspiracy nut job. But we see it right now. We know what's going on. And we know it's only going to continue to escalate. And we know in November, regardless of the outcome of the election, that things are going to get really bad. Now, hopefully with a Trump administration, hopefully we can get things back in shape pretty quick. But there's going to be a period of time that we're out here on our own. And there's anarchy in the streets, and you have to be able to defend yourself. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and I hope you guys are having an amazing Saturday afternoon. A little bit cooler weather this last few days. We like it. We even got a little bit of rain. So, yeah, that's pretty nice. Gave us a little bit of a break from that heat spell that we had. But you know what's not cooling off? People's tempers, the fact that Portland is still on fire, the fact that they're going on their 90-some day of riots and looting and vandalism and terrorist activities, the fact that our governor is such a disaster, such a waste of air. You know, she's not done anything to help this state. In fact, she's done everything she can to drive this state into the ground. She's not doing anything to help the citizens that have been under a constant attack by the tyranny that's happening in Portland and other places amongst the state. In fact, she's been supportive of the rioters. She's enabled them. She's withdrawn the police force. She's told them to stand down. And then, of course, you have the nutless wonder, old Ted Wheeler. He's useless up there in Portland. Now, I keep telling people off my cuff, Portland gets what you deserve. You voted for him, but I got to remind myself that there's good people in Portland that did not vote for him. There is good people in Portland that have been held hostage by this radical left group that has completely taken over the control of the city and implemented these policies that have caused the city to go into this abyss of nasty rubble. I don't know how to describe what I'm seeing there, but Portland is just a disgusting cesspool. And it's completely 100% the responsibility of the Democrat leadership that we have running that city and running this state. And it should be criminal. It's an embarrassment to this state, and it should be criminal that Ted Wheeler and Kate Brown are derelict in their duties and allowing this anarchy to continue on. This needs to be stopped, and it needs to be stopped right now. And like I was talking in my last segment, things are just going to continue to get worse, and they're going to continue to escalate on up through November through the elections. But if we had the right type of leadership right now, if we had a mayor of Portland that had a little bit of backbone, that wasn't supportive of the lawbreakers, if we had a governor that had some backbone and wasn't supportive of the lawbreakers, we could have nipped this in the butt right away and things would have been better in November. But now they've created a situation and things are just going to continue to escalate. There has been nobody stopping these people. They are already out of control and they're getting too big to handle. That's the reality of it. Our governor and Ted Wheeler has set the stage for disaster. And let me tell you something. People have already been hurt. A lot of people have been hurt because of this. There is already blood on their hands. People will die, and more people are going to die because of this. And that's the reality. You cannot allow this type of lawlessness to happen. You cannot allow these criminals to run amok with no consequences. And you couple that with the intensity of the political spectrum that's happening right now and the strong emotions from both sides of the fence and just how ready everybody is. I mean, can't you just feel it? People are just, it's go time. And let me tell you, in November, we're going to see some big things happening and you better be prepared. Now, this petition is going around, the Recall Kate Brown petition, and I think it's got a lot of traction. I am really hoping they get the signatures needed. I've talked to some insiders and they're feeling a little bit confident. They think they can do it. I don't want to discourage people from getting out there, but they got to get everything wrapped up by tomorrow because they got to have time to get all this stuff sorted and organized and checked and double checked and triple checked and then get it turned in the right amount of time for the state to check it. And I know they've been extra careful this time. They're dotting all the I's, crossing the T's, making sure they don't have duplicates. And from what I hear, they're very confident they've got enough signatures. But like I said, if you screwed up on that, if you accidentally wrote your name down two times or you don't spell your name right, things like that will cost the whole entire sheet that you're on to get thrown out. They'll take samples, and they could throw out up to 400 of those sheets at one time if a sample comes back bad. So it's extremely important that you're taking the time to fill it out accurately. You know exactly what you're filling out. And then the people that are collecting these signatures, they need to make sure that they're doing their job the right way. We've got to get this right, my friends. This is our shot. This is our one shot. This is our last shot. Kate Brown is destroying this state. And we've got to make sure we get the signatures needed to get on the ballot to recall her. Now, that's going to be an uphill battle. Even if we get the signatures and it is successful on the ballot, getting enough people in Oregon to recall her, it's going to be an uphill battle. But it should also be sending a very powerful message to the legislators that, hey, the people are starting to pay attention. We're starting to get angry. We're starting to get organized. If we can pull off a recall petition like that, we can get you out of office too. And so hopefully the strong message is to all these other left-leaning legislators or the legislators that are living on the fence somewhere, hopefully they wake up and they start paying attention and they realize that their jobs are on the line. I'm telling you, friends, there is going to be so much happening over this next couple months. Y'all got to be ready for it. You got to keep your eyes open. It's going to be moving quick. We need to be smart, and we need to be vigilant. I can't stress that enough. We can't fall into their traps. We have to be smart, but we have to be vigilant. So that goes back to one of my original questions. When do you draw that line? When do you say enough is enough? My state's been attacked for too long. My country is under siege, and I'm willing to fight to protect what I love. I'm willing to fight for this president, Donald J. Trump. I'm willing to fight for my Constitution. I'm willing to fight for this republic. And we've talked about what separates us from the other side, and that we have lines that we won't cross because of our morals. And that's why I believe we're better. They don't. They're evil. They'll do anything. They'll do whatever it takes. If we want to protect what we have, we do have to be capable of violence. There's no getting around that. And we need to decide, what are we really fighting for? What does it mean to you? What does this country mean to you? I posed a question the other day. I was talking about elderly people. And, you know, what if a group of individuals came out and said, you know what, we decided for the good of the country, or not even that. What if they just said, you know what, we decided that caretakers or sons or daughters that are, you know, keeping an eye on mom and dad that are getting up there in age, say they're age 75 plus, and they're starting to need a little bit more aid, a little bit more help, and they're becoming a little bit of a nuisance, maybe some might even say a burden on the family. What if they made a law that said, hey, past the age of 75, you know, you've lived your life. You're a drain on society now, and your loved ones that are supposed to be watching out for you, if they want to end your life, if they want to terminate that so you're not a problem for them, that's okay. That's going to be legal. Could you imagine that being allowed in this country? Could you imagine just randomly, you know, saying, hey, anybody over the age of 80, your time's up. Or, hey, anybody over the age of 80, if your family doesn't want to take care of you, if you're going to be a nuisance or a problem, if you're going to be an inconvenience, they can put you under. And that's perfectly legal. What would you do? You know, as a society, I think we would rise up and we'd say, you know, you're not doing that to our elders. You're not doing that to our greatest generation. You're not doing that to my grandpa. As a society, that would be morally unacceptable, and we would not put up with that. We would not allow that. We would pick up arms immediately. We'd be willing to fight to stop it. We would take lives to protect their lives if necessary. As a society, that's absolutely how we would respond. We would not allow a genocide like that to take place. There'd be comparisons to, you know, these people being as bad as the Nazis and Hitler and what Germany was doing to the Jews and the concentration camps and not valuing life like that, treating them like animals. And all that's true. So if we're so angry about that with elderly people, if we're so ready to defend elderly people because their life is valuable, why aren't we doing the same thing for babies? Babies' lives matter too. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and I'm glad you found me today. So let me tell you something. If you're liking the show, make sure you find us on Facebook. Give us the thumbs up. Make sure that you like the page. And then make sure that you share that page with your friends and your family. Let's help get the word out about that show, okay? Like my Facebook page. Share it with your friends and family. That is your mission. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. So we got that out of the way. Number two, if you have something you want to say, if you have an email or something like that that you want to shoot my direction, you can send it to patriotuprisingradio@outlook.com. I check those emails every day, and I like to respond to my audience, and we have some good conversations through email, and a lot of times I'll get my topics from my email. So again, that's patriotuprisingradio@outlook.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll be happy to respond to it. Now, we were just talking about morals and what you're willing to fight for, what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And I drew a comparison. I said, if we made a law in this country today that said that you could kill people over the age of 75, would Americans accept it? Would society accept that? There's all kinds of arguments on why that would be reasonable, right? You know, they're a burden on their families. They're draining our social security system. They're hard on our health care. You know, they're not as quick as they used to be. They're bad drivers. There's all kinds of reasons why a reasonable society might look at that and say, hey, you know, that might not be a bad idea. The world's overpopulated. They fart too much. They're kind of smelly. There's all kinds of reasons. But the reality is society would say that is completely inhumane. That is disgusting. And I will fight to protect my grandma. I will fight to protect my mom, my dad, my neighbor across the street. Our society would not allow you to kill off anybody because of the age, because somebody deemed them unnecessary or a burden or an inconvenience. So as I said right before we took the last break, why aren't we willing to fight and stand up for and take arms to protect the lives of our most innocent? Babies' lives matter. We are watching. We are complacent as this genocide is happening year in and year out. 800,000 babies every year killed through abortion. Late term. Natural birth abortions. Fully developed, beautiful little babies being killed in this country. And we're not doing anything about it. We're not doing a damn thing about it. Why aren't we just as upset about that as we would be if somebody said, we're going to start killing people over the age 75 because they're a burden on society? What's the difference? There's not a difference. It's not right, no matter what their age is. It's not acceptable. They are lives. They are living. They have heartbeats. They feel pain. They love. Why aren't we as a society up in arms about that? And why do I bring that up? Because with everything else that's at threat right now in this country, with this republic being threatened, with everything that these elections mean in November, that should be one of the topics that remains at the forefront. Because if you're voting Democrat, you are supporting genocide of innocent lives. You are supporting death and murder of the most precious innocent lives that exist. If you are voting Democrat, you are responsible, you are complacent, and you will probably have to answer for your actions when you meet your maker. Let me tell you, Kamala Harris, look at her voting record. Look at what she said about abortions. Look at what she supports. If you vote for Biden, Kamala will be your president if Biden wins. Biden's just a figurehead. They're running Kamala. Biden will not last one term. He won't last 1 year. He's got issues. He's got plenty of his own baggage. We should never want to vote for Biden regardless. And again, he's supported abortion as well. But let me tell you, Kamala Harris, that crazy woman's on a whole different level. She is flat out scary. And if you look at her voting record, my friends, she is further to the left than Bernie Sanders. I think she scares the hell out of Bernie. Bernie has some socialist ideas, some socialist policies, but he's still deep down a capitalist. He's pandering to a base to try to get him some popularity. But if you look at his voting record, he's not quite as far to the left as he would like you to believe, like he talks. But you can't say that for Kamala. She is left crazy. She's bad news. And you know what? That's who they want to be the president. She's piggybacking on Biden's name in hopes that some way they can defeat Donald Trump. And mark my words, if Biden gets elected president, within a year, Kamala will be sworn in. Because Biden isn't competent. They're going to claim some type of a medical emergency, some type of an issue. And he's going to have to step down and she's going to take his place. That is who will be the president if Biden wins the election. Now, we need to make sure that doesn't happen. She is dangerous for this country. We need to get out and vote. And then after we vote, we need to be willing to fight, because a fight is on the horizon, my friends. A fight is coming and you've got to be prepared for it. The Republic is at stake. It's time for us to make a choice. It's time for us to be willing to draw the line in the sand, and it's time for us to actually take some action. We have sat on the sidelines for far too long. We have watched as this country has began to slip and we did nothing. It's almost too late. We won't get another shot. It's not a guarantee in November, even if Trump does win. You guys need to be so aware that this is truly a fight for your lives. It's a fight for your children. It's a fight for your grandchildren. The future of this country is at stake. Whether or not the United States is a republic or something other is what we are fighting for. Whether or not we have freedom or something other is what we are fighting for. Whether or not we uphold our values and morals, or we don't, is what we are fighting for. My friends, we need to rally. We need to rattle the sabers. Do yourself a favor and get prepared. The fight is already here. It's on our doorstep. It's time for us to make a decision. We'll catch you next time on Patriot Uprising Radio. Stay vigilant, my friends. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.